Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Andrea is in need of a second date update this morning with a guy named Dennis, and we're here to serve. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent.
Good morning. Doing good.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks for helping me, by the way. Appreciate it.
Happy to. Yep. It's what we do.
Yep. It's called job security.
I like it. I'm about that job security life for you. Congratulations on that. So I'm struggling. I met the nicest man on Match, and we had this lovely dinner together. We met at Carlo and Johnny. So, you know, it's not a quick dinner when you go there.
You're spending some time.
Exactly. And that was my plan all along because I liked everything on the profile. We were messaging back and forth for a week. So I was like, okay, we could handle a long dinner, you know? And so I had this kind of, you know, I did it. He passed the vibe check, right? Okay. And I had a little bit of a spark. I was feeling the spark. And I definitely thought it was there. We were there for 3 hours and we talked and we laughed and we had a good time and it flew by. And it was great. And he walked me to my car and I gave him a hug and I kissed him on the cheek, you know, pace yourself. And, and I thanked him for a really nice time. And I told him I wanted to see him again. And he gave me a big smile and he said, it sounds great. And then nothing. Mm. I texted him a few times, no response. I haven't heard anything from him. I hope he's okay. Yeah.
That sounds like a great night, man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he might still be in a food coma.
He could be. That's the truth. He could just be sleeping it off. Okay.
Too much mac and cheese.
I mean, it's a really good restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys eat in the dining room or were you in the bar area the whole time?
We did eat in the dining room, but conversation was flowing so well that we actually went to the lounge after to have an after dinner drink.
Yeah.
And we shut the whole place down. I mean, it was that kind of a good day.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, right. You know, you have a night like that, you're thinking, okay, we connected on many levels. And you felt the spark, you liked his vibe and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So even though you never heard from him, did you try to reach out yourself?
Yeah, I did. I texted him a few times. I'm not trying to invade anybody's personal space if they don't want me to. But, I mean, it was such a great night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sent a few texts. I did, but
I got a friend who was dating a guy for like a few months and all of a sudden he completely stopped talking to her.
After a few months?
She found out later he literally lost her number because his phone got hacked. So he lost all of his, not just his phone, but he lost all of his contacts and everything.
He didn't know where she lived or worked.
She was on a temporary visa in Italy. She had to leave during COVID and was still in touch, had maintained touch with the guy. And the plan was she was going to go back to Italy. And it was before she returned that he suddenly disappeared. And she thought she was just being blown off. But then when she got back to Italy and they reconnected, he's like, I got a new number, like the whole thing. And,
wow. That's interesting.
Wow.
That's how that went down.
It should be a movie.
Yeah, right. Tell that one to Hallmark, you know?
Yeah.
Or am I not allowed to say that?
You can say that.
You can say it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to call Dennis and see what his deal is, see what's happening there. A second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Met on Match. Had dinner with Carlo and Johnny. They met there and pretty much shut the place down. They had a great 3.5 hour experience there. They had dinner in the dining room, and when dinner was over, they didn't want the night to end, so they made their way to the lounge and pretty much shut the place down. And she was very clear with him. I would love to see you again, because she felt the spark. She gave him a hug, kiss on the cheek, trying to take it slow, be conservative. He said, that sounds great. And she never heard from him again. She's reached out, no response. Sort of flies in the face of the vibe she was getting from him, but we've heard crazier things. So we're going to call him up. And unless there's anything useful that you think might help shed light on the story here before we call him, now's the time, Andrea.
No, I got nothing. That's why I'm calling you.
All right, let's do it. Let's call him up.
Hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you, man?
Jeff and Jen?
Yeah.
Wow, guys, I'm a listener. This is pretty cool.
You're a listener?
Yeah.
I love it when we get a listener on the phone. Well, that's a double-edged sword, because sometimes they pick up on the fact that we're calling for a second date update. But then if you're a listener, you know, you can trust us. You know we're not going to ambush you with anything bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just pretty in shock, that's all.
Well, we did hear from Andrea, Carlo and Johnny Andrea. And first of all, let me just say the review was positive. You were a fun guy to hang out with, and she felt a spark. Now, I don't know if you felt the same thing. Maybe you're dating around, because I know you guys met on Match. We just wanted to check in with you and see what you had going on. Did you meet someone else?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we're losing him?
Actually, I thought Andrea was pretty great, and we did have a nice time. It was just like, I don't know if this has ever happened to me before, but she was like really strange about the check. You know, she snatched it up off the table, and I thought, okay, well, then maybe that means she'll pay half, which, you know, I would have been okay with. I mean, even if that's not like something I've done before, but she insisted on paying the whole thing.
Great.
Look at that. Look at that.
Does she want to go out with me?
First of all, that's never happened before. And then, like, what must you think of me? I mean, it's just normal for me to be paying the check. And
I don't know
if she thought that was a little poor, broke or something. I don't know.
You're taking this as an insult that she snatched the check and insisted on paying for the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you got to let me do me, you know, I'm a provider. I got to pay. I didn't like that. So look, I pushed back. She got a little feisty, insistent.
Oh, God, did it turn into one of those fights over the bill? I get into these all the time. Like, I went out to dinner with my mom, Jacob, and a very good friend of mine who has done some really nice things for us. Very giving of her time, her energy, just
very
kind, good friend. She tried to pay for dinner for the four of us, and I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not under any. No, no. I was, you know, it just, everything about it felt really wrong. So when that bill came, it was one of those where she and I both reached for it at the same time.
And you were fighting?
And well, she didn't put up much of a fight, but I grabbed a hold because I was adamant. that was not going to happen.
Well, you wanted to repay your friend and thank her, show her appreciation for all she's done for you. And
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bill right is such a weird thing because I understand how they're like, if I feel like people are going to split it or nickel and dime it, I'm like, I'll just pay for the whole thing because I don't want to deal with the stress of going through, you owe me $5, you owe me $10, you owe me $5. I'm not doing that. That stresses me out. But also, Jen, like sometimes if you are the one because you feel like you pay all the time, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to pay this time. You pay every time.
And that's usually my out. If instead of having the fight over the bill, let them win, let them pay, and then you just say, I get it next time. Yep. I'll get the next one.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's going on with your friend, though. Maybe she wanted to.
Well, that's different, you know, when it's family. And you know, I get it. I do that with family, too. Like, no, don't pay. I'll pay. And we go back and forth with the bill. But, I mean, this was a first date. You know, I just think it's customary for the guy to pay.
So you're kind of old school in that way. I mean, I get it. And I am, too. I would certainly say, please, let me get this.
Yeah.
But if she got to fight with me on it, I'm not going to fight back.
Right. But did she get really grabby and adamant and, you know, very like
there was some fierce pushback. Yeah, it was really I'd probably use the word feisty, like insistent, you know,
God, even better.
And I just moved, you know, I don't know. And it was unfortunate because I was really liking her, too. So I don't know.
You know, like when Scott and I first started dating, I remember he paid, but then I would pay, too. It's kind of like. You don't really know where it's going. Let him pay or let her pay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to get a second date.
Well, let's bring Andrea into the conversation. Andrea, how dare you violate a gender norm?
My goodness. I am so sorry.
Well, I'm kidding, of course.
I'm awkward about the bill. I didn't feel comfortable. In general, I don't feel comfortable with a man paying the whole thing on a first date, and I think splitting the bill is awkward, and I didn't know what I should do in this situation, so I just grabbed it because I had suggested the restaurant. I didn't feel like he should pay because I was like, let's go fancy, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. If you'd have gone to Applebee's, you would have let him have it.
Yeah, different conversation. If we're going to Applebee's, different conversation, but I was like, let's do this fancy thing. And so I just wanted to, you know, expectations management. I didn't want him to think I was taking advantage and being that person, right?
Yeah.
So you were overthinking it.
I totally overthought this one.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Dennis, if you want to pick the next one, I would be more than happy to let you pay.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's just never happened to me before. So I was caught off guard with that. I mean, I guess it's like if we take turns, you know, then that wouldn't be so awkward. You know, that would be okay, I guess.
How about we get the next one?
Yes. If you two agree to go out, we will pay you guys. Yep. Both you guys.
I'm okay with it if you're okay with it.
After that.
And then he gets the one after that. All right. Look at that. We got two more dates.
Yes.
I like it. Awesome. Bring it on.
How about that, Andrea? We're getting you a second and third date.
I think that was more than I had hoped for on this call. So thank you so much. You guys really did help.
There you go. Happy to do it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Another satisfied customer.
Yep. Order up.
Ding, ding.
If we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.